What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey guys, before we get into today's quick tip, I've got an announcement for you. I've got a brand new Facebook and Instagram ads on demand training. Okay, this is for online experts, meaning you're a course creator, you're an online educator, you're an online coach, etc. And you're tired of feeling overwhelmed when it comes to Facebook and Instagram ads, and you're ready to just have them work for your online business. Okay. Again, this is a brand new on-demand training. It's called Three Simple Yet Often Overlooked Facebook and Instagram Ads Strategies for Increasing Conversions and Boosting Sales. Okay, to watch it right now, you can go register and watch the training right away. Go to rickmulready.com/ads-training. Again, it's rickmulready.com/ads-training. Okay, let's jump into today's quick tip. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right, it's Quick Tip Friday, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I am Rick Mulready, your host here, the Art of Online Business podcast. And with these Friday Quick Tip episodes, this is where I share a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact and increase your revenue when you do those things. Good stuff, right? So a couple weeks ago, I shared a mini coaching session that I had done during one of my group coaching calls that was part of my bonus package for Brandon Lucero's Video 4X program. And today I want to share another mini coaching session with you that I did with one of the students. It was actually the same call. And just a really, really good question that comes up a lot for both my students and just people in general that I'm talking to. So again, Video 4X is Brandon Lucero's program. I promoted it. Brandon's been on the podcast, what, 4 times now? And I promote it in February and March. And as part of the killer bonus package, if I do say so myself, for people who signed up with me, one of the bonuses was 4 weeks of coaching with me. And what you're about to hear today is part of one of the Q&As that I did. And her name is Camille Attell, and Camille helps hopeful travelers find remote work or start a remote business. And she has an online course, she's got group coaching programs, and one-on-one coaching. And by the way, I love her website. It's called morethanawheelin.com. morethanawheelin.com, and that's also what her Instagram name is, morethanawheelin. I love that. So definitely check out what Camille is up to. She's awesome. And so in this coaching session, you're going to hear some blocks that Camille has around having confidence in the result that her online course produces, even though there's a ton of proof that it gets her students results. And we talk about this, like, why all students are very different in how they get results. Meaning, you can give the exact same training, the exact same resources to people, but they get different results. And I share some of my own personal feelings and examples of this as well. Maybe you feel this way about your training course. It's like, look, this person got the exact same course and they got amazing results, but this person over here went through the exact same thing and they're like, I want a refund, you know, because this doesn't work. And Camille feels like it's never enough what she does. And so her instinct, and I coach Camille through this, her instinct is to do more, more, more to help people. But that's not the answer here. And so I coach her through this. And we also talk a lot about the promise of her online course, because this was something that comes up in this coaching call that you're going to hear that she's struggling with. The promise of her online course and then how that's different. So differentiating that promise from her coaching program or her one-on-one coaching program. So if you're at all, if you lack any kind of confidence in being able to get people results, even though you get people results with your course, right? If you lack some sort of confidence there, if you got a block around that, if your instinct is, I better show up more for them, or they're not going to get the results, or they're not going to think highly of me, or what have you. Also, if you're struggling with what is the promise of this course that you have versus other offers that you have in your business, you're really going to love this coaching session. Okay. So without further ado, let's dive in with Camille Attell.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. You are literally the last person's hand I shook at Social Media Marketing World before COVID.
I feel really bad about that now because I made a joke about it from stage because this was like at the very early stages of all this.
Right.
And like everyone was really wigged out about, like, we were like, just like, no one was like shaking my hand and stuff.
Yeah.
And, but you know, hey.
No, you were the last. I was like, after I shook your hand, I'm like, nope, that's it.
And you haven't gotten sick, right?
No, I'm okay. Okay.
That's good.
So you and I have talked in the past. It's been a long time, but I live, work, and travel in an RV. I serve RVers. I help them find remote work. I'm now helping them start businesses because that's what a portion of my audience wants.
Totally. Yep.
But my whole infrastructure is built around RVers, and I really want out of that space. Mm-hmm. Just for a variety of reasons. So I'm, my heart and my deeper purpose is really surrounded around older workers. That's who I attract anyway. I attract older people who RV, but they still want to find purpose and make money. And so I believe
makes
that freelancing or starting a business is a way better way to go than trying to just land a job at this point in their life. So my struggle sometimes is, while I'm clear on that and I'm really passionate about it, I still get stuck with the model of like how to, it's like different for each person sometimes. And it's like, I help some and then others get really stuck. And so then I start to doubt myself, like, well, does my method even really work? And so,
well, you know that it works because
it works for some.
Some people do, but have you looked at why it doesn't work for the other people that you say that it's not working for?
I think it's them more than me. But still I get hung up on it. Like,
sure.
Well, maybe I need to work harder. Maybe I need to crack better codes on Upwork or figure out more, like, why isn't this working for this population, but it really works for this population. It usually boils down to population X is just a little more motivated and believe in themselves harder, you know?
Do you think that Brandon's Video Forex program is a good program?
I do. Yeah, I really do.
And that's not a trick question.
No, I know. But it fits, but not for, I don't believe it is for everyone, to be honest. Like, he's deep. I mean, I have a freaking master's in psychology and I'm like, this guy is talking about like stuff I learned in my master's program.
Yeah.
So but, not for everyone.
But there are people who sign up for it.
Yeah.
That it is right for.
Yeah.
That they're not going to see the results, the same results as.
Yeah.
Maybe like someone like yourself.
Yeah.
Or true. Jenny or Nicole or whomever.
Right.
But that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the training.
Yeah.
It's how it's received by, on the individual level by people.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
It's what we run into for everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's kind of like the whole adage of we can lead a horse to water.
Yeah.
That we can't make them. So we can give them all the tools. And and you're going to have people that succeed, that get what they need from it, from your training, from your coaching. And then there are going to be other people that don't get the same results. But what we get to do as the experts that we are, the entrepreneurs that we are, is we get to learn, okay, why didn't that work for them?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can look at, well, oh, you know what? That is something I missed. Or that is something mm-hmm. that I can try to improve upon. And so you don't.
Right. Yeah.
Or it could be like, you know what? It's like they're just not, you know, they're just not getting it for whatever right. reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that help?
It helps. I think part of my problem, and this is probably true for a lot of people, is I'm so darn committed and I'm so passionate and I know what's possible
yeah.
that it never feels like I'm delivering enough. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
oh, there's so much more I need to do to get this person over the hump. And it's like, no, I've got to figure out a way to cut and say, I've done enough. I've done more than enough, 10 yeah. times more than enough.
So can I share an example of me, like a personal example? This happened yesterday.
Okay. Yes, please.
Okay. And there's somebody on this call right now that's going to laugh right now. But I had a 30-minute coaching session yesterday with one of my accelerator mastermind coaching mm-hmm. people, members. I did an hour and 5 minutes with that person
mm-hmm.
and blew their mind. But what I could have done is communicate what she needed to hear literally in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I overcompensated because in my mind, I felt like I needed to over-deliver to her.
Right.
When it was not true at all.
Yeah.
Not true at all. But I was like, oh, I really want this person to get a ton of value out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was equating like, oh, the longer I spend with this person, the more valuable it's going to be to them.
Right. Right.
And that's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
So I recognized it and it was just a reminder for myself. So it's the same type of thing. It's just like, what's the underlying thing here that's going on in your mind mm-hmm. about what I have to offer and how I can help people is not enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
When in fact, you know that it is because you've done it yourself.
Right.
You've helped a ton of people on the way.
Yeah.
It's just remembering right. that, hey, you know what? I have a lot of value that I can bring to people.
Yeah. And it's so true. They tell me all the time, I could have a conversation with someone and they get a hot tip from me in 10 minutes and they're like glowing about it. And then someone else, it takes them an hour. It doesn't even, and people tell me how much I'm adding value. So I can't figure out why I still feel like it's never enough. It's so weird.
Yeah. Well, it just means like, just keep moving forward. And it's, hey, we're entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's looking at why don't you feel like it's enough?
Yeah. Interesting.
Do you think, is it a course or how are you teaching?
Well, I do a few things. I have an online course. I also do coaching, mm-hmm. group coaching, and I do a little bit of one-on-one.
Okay. So where do you feel the biggest block around you getting somebody results?
It's definitely true that when I coach, mm-hmm. people will get better results from me. I am a coach. I've been a coach for years.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly a better solution than the do-it-yourself course, but that's, of course, a higher ticket item.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm learning that. I'm learning about kind of the ascension model and, you know, more access to me means more money. And I'm learning all of that. So I think some of it was, as a newer course creator, I didn't know how much to put in. Now I know I put way too much in and now I have to like change up my program, you know?
You put too much into what?
The do-it-yourself course. I like over delivered and I realized that really what I needed to do was just offer a coaching package at a higher price to get different results.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But going back to like beliefs versus like, that's a belief that you have.
That's true.
Not
yeah.
Not necessarily true, but you need to do that.
Right.
Because some people aren't going to be able to afford your coaching.
That's a good point. And then I feel bad because I'm like, well, the do-it-yourself course isn't going to get them totally the same results.
Well, I mean, it's a different experience.
It is. Right? Yes, that's true.
I have people that fly into San Diego to spend the day with me mm-hmm. versus taking an online course. Well, it's a completely different experience, right?
Right, but right.
Somebody who takes one of my online courses, they're going to get results.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a different format and a different mm-hmm. level of depth of obviously the teaching and training.
Yes, that's true.
But thinking about your course from the perspective of this isn't really going to get somebody results,
mm-hmm.
we got to address that.
It does get people results. No, I should. It does. It does. It may take them longer.
Mm-hmm.
They may not make as much money because they don't get access to all my coaching around money and how to value yourself and what, you know, I deliver it in the course, but you know, people get blocked and a course isn't necessarily going to unblock a person. You know what I mean?
Well, it can though.
I try. Yeah.
It can. Well, and this goes down to the whole promise of a course, right?
Yeah.
So what is the transformation that you are promising them? And this goes right to struggling avatar versus future-based hero.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you look through all the future-based heroes that people are saying, like, that's the transformation that the program or whatever it is that somebody's offering is going to get them to.
Yeah. That's what I'm struggling with though, Rick, because in my current course, and this is maybe why I want to pivot, I can't promise them that they're going to land a job.
Okay.
Because
what can you promise them?
Well, I certainly give them lots of opportunities, tools, and resources to improve their odds. That's for sure.
Okay.
You know, I help them with their resume. I help them with keyword optimization. I help them know where to search, how to package themselves, interview online. I definitely improve their odds, but I can't ultimately get them the job. You know,
well,
bugs me.
Can you get anybody a job?
Oh yes, I can. I've helped lots of people get jobs. Yes,
okay.
For sure. Yeah.
At what level?
What do you mean?
Excuse me. Sorry, that wasn't a very clear question. Meaning like in your course or your coaching?
Both. Now in my coaching is so much more powerful. That's where I'm helping them get into higher ticket pricing, like,
There you go.
Day rates, you know, online business stuff, you know, that kind of stuff.
So perfect. There, that's how you start to differentiate.
Yeah.
What somebody is going to be able to do.
Yes, and that's what I'm restructuring right now for sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So you want to be clear on the promise of the course,
okay?
Versus the promise of group coaching, versus the promise of one-on-one coaching.
Yeah. Okay.
So someone knows like, oh, cool, I'm going to get this from the course.
Yeah.
And as long as you have a clear framework and process for accomplishing that.
Yeah.
And you have proven results from it. Of course, not everybody is going to get the same results.
Yes. Right.
Hell, do you know what the completion rate on online courses is?
Oh, it's got to be so low. I wonder about that. No. What is it?
Industry average is around, from what I've heard over the years, is about 15%.
Complete, oh my God.
Complete a course.
Wow.
85% don't even complete the damn course.
that doesn't surprise me.
That's really sad, right? Because our job as the online entrepreneurs that we are, we want to help people get results. And we, you know, if they're not consuming the course, then that's why it's such like a whole other art to get people to get through our products and stuff like that.
I want you to know I finished every single drop of your Facebook ads course.
Okay.
And
thank you.
I implemented it and it was, I freaking had so much ROI on that thing.
Okay. Well, thank you for saying that. Now that's a perfect example there where I get emails from people all the time saying, hey, this didn't work.
Okay. Yeah.
But like, well, I know that it works.
Right.
But there's so many different levels of things that they didn't do that I know that they didn't do.
Yeah.
Meaning like they tried it for 5 days and they're like, oh, this didn't work.
Well,
Come on, right? You know.
Yeah.
So that's just an example there.
But
be clear on what your promise is of your course.
Yeah.
And you're confident in that. I can tell just in talking, you're confident in that.
Okay.
And you said from the coaching level, I'm gonna get you the higher whatever it was, day rates or whatever.
Yeah.
Cool. There's a clear differentiation. Boom. Mm-hmm. I want the coaching part.
Okay. That helps.
Cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. Good to chat with you. All right. Hope you got a ton out of this mini coaching session here with Camille. I love doing this with people and just, you know, unblocking what they're experiencing in their business because we all have blind spots, right? And they're called blind spots because we can't see them, but we need an external set of eyes to look at it and say, oh, have you thought about it like this? And that's one of my superpowers. Frankly, I feel like I'm very, very good at that. So hopefully this was helpful for you and you can relate it to your own business. So, hey, if you've not yet left a rating and review for the podcast here over on Apple Podcast, it would be a huge help as it gets this podcast into more people's earbuds so that they can learn how to grow and scale their online business and be more efficient with that and have a bigger impact and the world becomes a better place when they're able to grow their businesses. So if you've not yet left a rating review, Super appreciate you doing that in advance. Takes literally like a minute to do it over on Apple Podcasts. So thanks for listening. Appreciate you as always. Be well, and I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast.